This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Adrienne Hill. There's word this week that Uber is selling off its subprime car leasing division. That's according to the Wall Street Journal. The company originally offered the leases in an effort to get more drivers. Uber itself isn't commenting, but subprime loans more broadly are falling out of favor. Haven't we heard that one before? Marketplace's Jed Kim explains.
Subprime loans give money to borrowers with less than stellar credit ratings. In return, lenders collect higher interest. The entire car market is struggling with what to do about subprime loans because those borrowers are kind of a risk.
Defaults are on the rise in the auto industry, and it's making people a little bit nervous.
Kristen Jicek is with the Center for Automotive Research. She says another thing pushing the industry away from such lending is that there's less demand. Car sales are plateauing.
We think we're at the peak of the market, and they're going to just sit here now and wait it out. You can't push more growth out of this market right now.
Jim Sinegal is an analyst at Morningstar. He says it's no surprise that the car industry is struggling to gain revenue from subprime lending.
Technology companies like Uber, auto companies, really their expertise lies in areas outside traditional financial services.
But even banks, which are really experienced with all things lending, are also moving away from subprime loans across the board. He cites three reasons. One, tougher regulations after the housing crash. Two, there's too much volatility in returns. And three, banks are now focused on selling more products to their tried and true customer base.
If you have an affluent customer, generally you can sell perhaps a mortgage, a wealth management product, an auto loan, a deposit account. Subprime customers tend to be limited to one or two products, so they're just not as profitable from that perspective.
Of course, if consumer protection rules were to be rolled back, subprime could become a lot more attractive again. I'm Jed Kim for Marketplace.